there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome in to another edition of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. We're live here in the VEASAN studios at the South Point Hotel Casino. And Brendan, before we start recapping Pocono and start talking about this week at Road America, we
got a little bit
some big news in the sport.
Was it big?
It was huge news in the sport. Trackhouse Racing, Justin Marks and Pitbull.
Who?
Yeah, well, Pitbull. A lot of people heard of Pitbull. They bought Chip Ganassi's entire NASCAR team, and that news has just come down this week.
I'll tell you what. You know, certain things in the sport, it's amazing how certain things in the sport can be so well hidden. You know, when you talk, Roger Penske's always the king. Very few things escape Roger Penske's organization. The Brad Keselowski, Jack Roush news, well, that's not Roger's organization that leaked it. That was somebody else. But, you know, he was always...
Or maybe Brad himself.
Good point. But, I mean, those are things that, you know, he's always been so good at that. This came out of left field, Motley. I didn't hear even a rumbling of this.
I'm wondering if this really came together very quickly. I mean, this could have been one of those deals where Justin Marks and Chip Ganassi put a deal together in 72 hours.
No. You don't put a deal this big together that quickly.
But here's what I don't understand. A week ago, we're racing in Nashville.
Okay.
Justin Marks does an interview with a number of media outlets and talked about how his dream is to put his race team in Nashville. So then he goes and buys North Carolina.
Listen to his interview. He said he doesn't know what sort of facility he would have in Nashville. But he would have a facility in Nashville. Now, remember, I had that big dream of building the race shop on the Las Vegas Strip and doing all these things. Very similar to what Justin's saying. And it's a brilliant idea. Like, I am super excited if he gets it done. But he said then, you must have a facility in North Carolina. What he puts in Nashville is yet to be seen. But he just bought himself an amazing facility in North Carolina. He no longer is going to be sharing a space at RCR. He's no longer going to be, you know, kind of, here's your corner of the shop, here's your row. He has just bought an entire race organization that is one of the premier names. I mean, Chip Ganassi in the world of racing is a captain of our industry. I mean, he's huge.
Well, and a few nuts and bolts about the thing. One other thing that comes along with this, Chip Ganassi has two charters.
That's right.
And Justin Marks, Trackhouse, did not have a charter going into this year. Right. So they bought the two charters. They are going to continue to use the Childress engines, which they've been using. But the other key to this, and they've already announced this, they're going to run a two-car team next year. And Daniel Suarez is going to be in one of those cars. Now, that leaves a young driver like a Ross Chastain and a veteran driver like a Kurt Busch. So I look at it two ways. I say, okay, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, then you're going to sign Ross Chastain. But if you want to have a mentor for Daniel and pay a little bit more money, Kurt's probably got one more year left in him. Look, or do you go completely away from either one of them?
There's so many moving parts of this. And I listened to Ty Norris on some of the NASCAR channels this week, and Ty was saying, look, the partners,
Ty Norris is basically the general manager at Trackhouse Racing.
Yes.
Ty worked with Dale Earnhardt, worked with Michael Waltrip Racing for years, came from the R.J. Reynolds Winston background.
That's right. Now, I'll leave that part alone. But Ty Norris was saying that this is the first, even some of the partners were hearing about this deal. So, you know, you look at the sponsors that Chip Ganassi has. He has McDonald's. He has Capital One. They have
Monster.
Monster. They have a lot of contracts with companies that now, you know, can say, hey, they have, now there's an out for these companies or there's an in. So there's going to be a feeding frenzy for these sponsors. The Roger Penske's, the Rick Hendricks, the you know, the Richard Childresses of the world, everybody's going to be saying, hey, here's a shot to gain some sponsors. So Trackhouse is going to have to work fast to shore up those sponsorships, to keep those things going.
And some of that,
there's a lot of moving pieces.
A lot of that's dry. Like Monster is only there because of Kurt. I mean, Kurt brought the Monster deal to Ganassi. So if they want Monster at Trackhouse, they're going to have to probably bring Kurt over there. I mean,
but the rest of it, I mean, other than those, and even those some days disappear out by the wayside. You never know. I mean, with the backers that Trackhouse has, I mean, you've got Carlos Slim, you've got Pitbull, you know, he probably has some other hidden people in there.
And for people who don't know who Carlos Slim is, he's kind of like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates rolled into one in Mexico.
Just type in Carlos Slim and see what pops up.
Yes.
You know, that is who
he's not eating ramen noodles every
night. No, he's not eating ramen noodles, and he's not Slim. But, you know, it's amazing. I can't believe a deal of this size was able to be sprung like that. It's phenomenal to me. Phenomenal.
It is amazing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here in Gaughan Racing. We just talking about the news of the week with Justin Marks, Trackhouse Racing, buying out Chip Ganassi Racing. But, Brendan, we got to start talking a little bit about what happened last weekend. What we're here for. And we had a doubleheader last weekend at Pocono. And I think in both races, we saw two incredibly bizarre things. Number one, we saw Kyle Larson, who had been so dominant, you learn you can't take anything for granted until you actually take the checkered flag. He blows a tire going into the final turn on the final lap. Alex Bowman is there to capitalize.
Molly, I am on the phone. I am texting with Pete Pistone, who I do my fantasy racing show with, and our producer. And with three to go or four to go, I text, got him. Man, Larson's in such a roll. Oh, my goodness, man, this kid is on fire right now. Wow. Boom. What?
I mean,
what?
He's coming to the checkered. He can see the checkered waving, and he's hitting the turn three wall.
But you want to talk about the remember the old Jimmy Johnson horseshoe we used to talk about? You know how Jimmy had that horseshoe that just, you know, wouldn't go nowhere? You want to talk about a horseshoe with Kyle Larson. Here's a guy who was second.
First. To count the All-Star race.
And he blows a tire, but he does it in turn three on the last lap at Pocono and still gets a top 10 finish. I mean,
because he tore his car up so bad, has to start last the next day and still fought all the way back to finish second. And speaking of Sunday's race.
Unbelievable.
So now we got a guy, Kyle Busch, who wins on Sunday with the car only in fourth gear.
Yeah.
And I actually would argue that if his car was shifting normally, he does not win
that
race.
Because that, look, if we're not talking betting for a second, the restart that he had at the end, his team basically pitted off sequence. So they
came in and topped off because they knew they had to start last because they couldn't shift.
So they had to come from the back. So what it enabled Kyle to do was time the start and be in fourth gear at full speed.
Yeah, but he missed it dreadfully. The team, they'd taken the green flag, and he was just coming off turn three.
Yeah, but he missed it, but at least he was up to speed running.
But that was not the most important part. The most important part is he had one extra lap of fuel, which considering Kurt Busch ran out, and Denny Hamlin ran out, and Harvick and Keselowski, and those guys had
it. Awesome.
Kyle just had enough.
And what do I say about Kyle Larson when he races or practices? He's great the next day. Huh? There you go.
Well, we
talk about what happened.
Well, we mainly broke down the Saturday race, so let's talk about Saturday. Another one of our double-digit winners, Alex Bowman, came in 18-1 to win the race, which I still think those were ridiculously high odds on a guy who's now won three races this year.
We said that then.
Who seems to be in contention every week. He was plus 500 for a top three, plus 270 to win Group B, and his only two head-to-head matchups, he was a plus 110 against Kevin Harvick. Not much to be won on his head-to-head against Brad Keselowski at minus 135. five. Now, Brendan, I think we're down to seven races left before in the regular season now. We have seven left in the regular season.
Eight. Oh, no, because it's a doubleheader.
We had a doubleheader.
So seven.
We have seven races left. So I do believe you're pretty much going to have to give up the ghost at having 16 different winners. Because
I refuse to give that up.
We have only had 11, and we've got two more road courses to go, which
we'll get
either
to
Larson,
we'll get to
Busch, Elliott, we'll or Truex
that.
Will win those two road course we'll races. So looking at the others, Kyle Busch on Saturday was a plus 215 for a top three, and William Byron a plus 275. He was the beneficiary getting in the top three with the crash out by Kyle Larson. But when you look at the top 10 from Pocono on Saturday, it's kind of what we would call in the sports betting industry chalk.
That is chalk. That's a chalk.
I mean, the
that's
rest
a chalk
of
board right there.
Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kurt Busch, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski. Not one surprise anywhere in that top 10.
No, that was a very standard top 10 right there, and which we have not had lately. Lately, we have had some really unique and great, surprising top 10 your drivers in there. That was an old school for the last 3 years, chalk top 10. You know, you look at, I mean, even calling Alex Bowman, William Byron, because they have become chalk, and that was there. What I like is we got, and I think we have a graphic for this about, remember we said, watch Saturday.
Right. Well, before we get, think about this now. When we went to Sunday, we had to invert the top 20.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Kyle Larson had to start at the rear of the field because of his crash. It was several guys. He was certainly the most important one.
Yes,
so
he was.
Now I'll let you take the ball and run with it.
But what we were talking about, how watch Saturday, and that will be definitely a huge knowledge base for what's going to happen Sunday. Well, you look at Sunday's races, and you coincide seven of the top 10 on Saturday. We're in the top 10 on Sunday. The only newcomers in this whole group, you got a Bubba Wallace. It was a fuel mileage race, or you know, so he got up there. Nice job. First top five for Michael Jordan, that 23X1. Ryan Preece had a great fuel mileage run coming from 23rd Saturday to there. And Tyler Reddick was 11th.
Not a shocker there.
I
think for Bubba, that was a great run. And obviously, yes. Ryan Preece, that was a huge shot in the arm for that team.
No, absolutely. But we talked about it as place. That's why we said, man, if we could bet, we'd be betting Sunday off of Saturday. And my theory of Kyle Busch, how many times have we said this? Kyle Busch practices or races. No,
he had a race. He ran the truck race. And then he got to run two cup races.
And he won the second cup race with a brilliant fuel mileage.
With a first and a second.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a first and a second in his two. And so I think Kyle Busch is now becoming a guy to be contended with, no question. And speaking of the Busch brothers, Kurt has now moved into the top 16 ahead of Chris Buescher. Because as we have been saying, Kurt has run well. Kurt has had more bad luck. And now what we've seen over the last three races, Kurt's not having the same amount of bad luck. He runs well on road courses. We know he's got two of those. He's a good super speedway racer. We've still got Daytona left in this
well,
deal. So,
and a couple weeks ago,
we got three road course races left before the playoffs. Excuse me. Watkins
and a couple
Glenn,
weeks ago, we were saying it looked like there was a big gap now between that 16th place driver and the playoff. We were saying, oh, they might be in win territory. Well, no. Look who else has gotten himself in there a little more solid. Tyler Reddick. He's sitting in there in 15th place. He's got a 40-point buffer. 50-point buffer even over 17th. He's got one spot of a buffer, and he's moved himself into, I'm not going to say safe, but he absolutely has pushed himself up. Chris Buescher has been falling down. Daniel Suarez has been climbing up. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. been climbing up. There's still a long way to go, but these things have shaken up quite a bit, Jeff, since we said, oh, look like, you know, Kurt was fading and all that. These things have shuffled a big way.
And as we keep having repeat winners, no one is happier about that than Denny Hamlin, because he is now only 2 points ahead of Kyle Larson in the overall point standings.
And how he's still holding that with the run Kyle Larson has had.
Well, and here's the other thing. I think everyone was saying, look, if Denny Hamlin doesn't run well at Pocono, we should be concerned about Denny Hamlin, because Pocono has always
been his track.
But he actually was solid. He was solid both days at Pocono.
Yeah.
Now we're not going to really talk much more about Pocono, and there's a reason why we're not going to talk as much about Pocono, correct? Because we used to compare Pocono to another race on the schedule.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
But
oh, yeah, no.
We're not going to be
We'll compare that one to Road America.
Exactly. There we go. Road America. Well, anyway, we actually, probably the Daytona road course, the Roval that you hate in Charlotte. You know, you just hate the name of it.
The group results had some big winners for us. You know, we did have a couple dogs, and we had a couple big returns.
And these are on Saturday group results. Saturday group results.
Remember, we do Saturday groups. And I was the one I wanted to make sure we pointed out was Daniel Suarez. Daniel Suarez won Group D as the dog at plus 285, and your guy, Kurt Busch, at plus 315, won that group. So those are two guys that they were dogs in their group and, you know, had a good return. And Bubba Wallace won Group F. We've been dogging Bubba, but he won Group F.
And there are people
even
like,
on Saturday.
There are people like you and I who kind of got a bad beat there, I think, on the Group A, because I think you and I both picked William Byron, who loses by one spot to Kyle Busch on Saturday.
That, so. And we got the worst beat when we lost. We both had Kyle Larson
winning, and the pit crew came through with William Byron getting a top three after Kyle Larson crashed. Anyway, do you want to talk points at all for just a second? We want to talk points. We can talk a little bit.
We've been talking points a little bit.
I think right now we talked a little bit. Right now it's just really that battle for 16th, 15th, 16th place. Because I think the guys now that have got wins, they're pretty well locked in.
But you still look at a couple names. We talked about, you know, you're making fun of me not being able to get the 16 wins. Denny Hamlin. Who would have thought that Denny Hamlin at this point would not have a win? And Kevin Harvick. If you'd have told me at the start of this season to bet that we would be seven races left to the playoffs and Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin would not have a win, I would have laid the farm on that. I mean, unbelievable. Those two guys still no wins. And so, I mean, a sneaky winner here could still, you know, throw a wrench into the works for some of these guys.
But it's going to take more than one sneaky winner now.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got seven races left.
I wouldn't call Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, or Kurt Busch a sneaky winner right now.
No, but even if those three win and Harvick and Hamlin win, well, then there's your 16 guys. But we're not getting to 16, Brendan. I told you that when the season started. I'm telling you that now. I'm sticking to it. We're not getting – I'm just saying, we're not getting to 16.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Well, and speaking of getting to 16, and we said there are seven races left, the next five races coming up is a really nice mix, sort of. We have three of the next five races are road courses. We're going to go this weekend to Road America, which we're going to start talking about in just a second. Then we're going to go to Atlanta Motor Speedway. First time we've raced there twice in 1 year in a long time. Two races in about 4 months there in Atlanta. Then we're going to go to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It's the only trip there. A great racetrack. It's always competitive. Then we're going to take a two-week break so NBC can televise the Olympics, and we're going to come back and do two road courses, one at Watkins Glen and the other one is going to be, and I think Brendan just banged his knee on the desk and he may be on the injured list, he may be on the disabled list for the next 10 days. But anyway, Watkins Glen, it comes up right after the Olympic break. I'm sorry, but
Hi, everybody.
Brendan didn't hurt that bad when he flipped upside down at Talladega. And Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the road course is going to be there. Now, so three of the next five.
Really cool.
Right, so three of the next five are on road courses, but Brendan.
Let's talk about three of the next five on road courses for a second, though. We're not just talking road courses like NASCAR traditionally, right? You had Watkins Glen and you had Sonoma. We're talking Road America, one of America's preeminent road courses, one of the world's preeminent road courses. Watkins Glen, who is one of the most famous ones in America. It's an old school NASCAR one, so they know it. But then you go to Indianapolis Motor Speedway's road course. I mean, this, we're not talking just we added some little bitty road courses here that they like, let's give. We're talking bigs of the big in road racing.
Absolutely. This iconic is, tracks. And the Xfinity guys have raced on that road course at Indianapolis. They've raced on Road America. Right. Cup guys have raced at Road America.
Yeah, we did some digging for you folks. We can talk about Road America now. We did some digging, Mr. Motley and I. We had a question last week when the last time there was a cup race in the state of Wisconsin.
And there's been one in the history of Wisconsin.
We
1956.
Found it. 1956 at Road America.
And who won? Do you remember?
Mr. Tim Flock.
Tim Flock.
In a
Tim
Bill
Flock,
Strop car.
A NASCAR Hall of Famer. Tim Flock. And there were a number of who's in that race.
Oh, man.
Fireball Roberts, Marvin Panch.
Buck Baker.
Buck Baker was in that race. Rex White. A lot of big-name guys were in that race.
I could not believe. And, Motley, for those Wisconsin, look, we all know Wisconsin. If you don't know, if you're a race fan, Wisconsin has some of the greatest race fans in the world. Never a cup race at the Milwaukee Mile. The oldest race course in America is the Milwaukee Mile. And not a start at Milwaukee Mile and Cup.
Well, we won't start talking about the odds until the next break. So we got about 4 minutes left in this, and I want you to take everyone a little bit through Road America. And one thing I want to point out, in case you guys are not aware, Brendan got his first ever Xfinity Series win at Road America in 2014. We might even have a photo or we have video. Oh, look, we have video. So if you're watching us on VEASAN NASCAR.com right now. You can see video of Brendan winning that race, which Brendan talked about how he was such a good racer in the rain, and it looks very sunny.
The end of that race, it dried up.
He's on rain tires in the sun, right? And that's Chase Elliott.
But notice where I'm driving.
Is that Chase Elliott you're holding
out
there?
No, we already passed him by then.
So that's Alex Tagliani was the guy.
Tagliani is coming in the screen right here. One more lap, Tagliani gets us. What was fun about this race course for the folks at home.
Oh, there's Chase Elliott. I see him getting bumped off the course by somebody there.
What's great about this race course is the ability to penalize mistakes. And that, I think, is what's been missing from the NASCAR road racing scene for decades until recent memory. So, it's really fun to say I got the win there, but I've been going there since I was a teenager.
You were skinny when you got out of that car.
I don't know about a skinny, but I was skinnier. How's that? I think you just declined that I was skinny in a long time since I was racing Indy cars in the 90s. The fun part about this racetrack, Jeff, is it's got such elevation change. So if you're a race fan, you want to watch something this weekend. Some people say, oh, it's so long. Those guys are gone. You watch this race course. It is so much fun to watch these guys. Jeff, turn five is a downhill by 85 feet in a braking zone. So you're going 160 miles an hour, and you hit the 500-foot mark, and you hit the brakes, and you go downhill.
Sounds a little bit like turn 12 at COTA.
It's but worse because COTA is a gradual downhill, and the folks on VSiN are getting the whole hand motion
because all you NASCAR drivers only know how to talk with your hands.
But at Road America, it's so quick. It's just a drop off. It's a hill. So one of the most difficult places, and that's where if you've watched an Xfinity race, you've watched everybody blow that turn in turn five. Then you come up to turn six. It's uphill, blind corner under a bridge. You go to turn seven, super high speed, hitting curbing. You go to the carousel there, and then forget about that you have the fact one of the scariest turns in our sport, and it's barely a turn. It's called the kink. The kink there, I've driven it in an open wheel car, a sports car, and it's difficult. Nothing is as difficult as the kink in a stock car. It is absolutely flat out frightening. It's such a fun place to race, and the fans up there get it. They get that it's okay not to see a car for 2 minutes. Well, it doesn't bother them.
And I think that's one thing we have to point out. There's only been one cup race in the state of Wisconsin, but when you look at the state of Wisconsin, whether you're talking about going back to Dick Trickle, Dave Marcus, Alan Kulwicki, Ted Musgrave, Travis Kropel, Matt Kenseth. The number of guys who have come out of Wisconsin to be racers. Wisconsin is a NASCAR hotbed, even though it really hasn't had any. And I'm going to be just honestly, to me, a road course in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin on 4th of July, to me.
Oh, dude.
It just screams flag waving.
This is Americana right here.
Grilling.
It's sponsored by Johnsonville. They got the Johnsonville Bridge. Johnsonville is from Wisconsin. Your 4th of July weekend with all these Wisconsinites and all these voracious NASCAR racing fans that are going to be everywhere. You're going to see the most American flags you've probably seen in a while. You're going to see these guys absolutely having the best time ever. And Pete Pistone is going to be there this weekend because he lives in Chicago. MRN setting him up. He said they're already calling for 150,000 people is what they expect for Sunday's race.
Well, I'm looking forward to grilling out a few brats myself. I may have a few sports bets, cheese curds, a couple curds, a couple sports bets,
and I'm there.
All right, when we come back on Gone Racing, we'll start breaking down the odds to win and finish in the top three.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside my good friend Brendan Gaughan, and we are breaking down this weekend's, in not the inaugural, but the first visit in 65 years by the NASCAR Cup Series to Road America, which, if you're not familiar with it, is in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, which is kind of way up in the northeast part of Wisconsin. It's north of Milwaukee and like we'll up near like
it's not northeast, it's central.
But they call it central, but it's north central kind of. It's north of Madison. It's up like you're going. It's north of Madison and it's west of Green Bay.
Yes,
is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you're trying to figure out your Wisconsin,
there's a lot more
jargon.
State over there, but you know.
All right. So we're going to get into the odds to win the race, and we were talking off air.
Shocker.
Actually, before we even started the show, we were sitting in the booth on the sports book, and I said, look, one of four guys is going to win the race. And I hadn't even looked at the odds yet. And the four guys in single digits are the four guys I said are going to probably win the race. Chase Elliott coming in at a plus 250. He's kind of become the road course king, over the last few years, even though this year has not been quite as good to him. Kyle Larson, who dominated our last road course event at Sonoma Raceway, coming in plus 350. Martin Truex Jr., who always seems to be battling with Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson for wins on road courses at plus 600. And Kyle Busch, who will run the Xfinity race on Saturday, will get a practice session in and we'll get a qualifying session in before the race on Sunday. And we've always talked about when Kyle Busch gets practice or Kyle Busch runs a truck or an Xfinity race, he is always much better on Sunday. Those are our single digits guys. We'll look at the double digit guys. Joey Logano 12-1, Denny Hamlin 14. Pretty long odds on some pretty good racers here. William Byron, 22. Alex Bowman, 25. A.J. Allmendinger coming up for the Xfinity Series at 25. Then Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick at 30. Brad Keselowski, 35. Christopher Bell, 40-1. Kurt Busch, who I think is much better than Christopher Bell or Brad Keselowski on a road course, also at 40-1. Austin Cindric will be racing this race at 40-1. A couple more long shots. Ross Chastain, Tyler Reddick at 66, and Chris Buescher at 80-1.
You know, let me bring up the Christopher Bell thing. Everybody talked about Christopher Bell. You know, he won the Daytona Road Course earlier this year.
Only because Truex and Elliott screwed it up.
But still, I mean, he had to be there. But he's got, I mean, his other finishes are in the 20s. In the Xfinity Series, Christopher won an Xfinity race on a road course, so he was good. But I think he's gotten a lot of hype, and his 40-1 odd, I think, is proper there.
What makes him better than Kurt Busch? I mean, makes him the same as Kurt Busch. To me, Kurt Busch is a much more accomplished road racer than Christopher Bell.
But you know, because Christopher has got that win under his belt and this and that. What I look at, I think we talked about it the last time we were on a road course, or we didn't because he wasn't in the field, but A.J. Allmendinger, this is not a one-time, part-time team. You know, they show up once in a while, their equipment's mediocre, and, you know, they got a pit crew. This is A.J. Allmendinger with Colleague Racing, with their full-time colleague team, and he is in a stout Chevrolet. He's 25-1. Alex Bowman, 25-1, very hot right now. 10 races, he has 10 road course starts, 6 top 10 finishes in those 10 starts. Now, they're all 8, 9, 10s, but another one. And Ryan Blaney is a stud of a road racer.
He is. I mean, he won at Charlotte. Didn't he win the first Rover race? Now, granted,
that was the famous Martin Truex Jr.
But he was there to win. He had to be in position. And he was running third.
So, I mean, there's some huge numbers on some guys. And look, you want to take a full-on flyer. I'm impressed they put him at 40-1.
Austin Cindric.
He's in a Penske car with a full Penske team, and Austin Cindric is one of the most accomplished road racers for as young as he is. There's not many people on that list more accomplished.
And if you don't believe it, go watch how well he ran the road course at Indianapolis in the Xfinity Series, because the guy is tremendous. So I think there's some great numbers there on some of these long shots, but truth be told, I will be shocked if the winner does not come out of those top four in the single digits.
It'll be impressive. I mean, it could happen, but I'd do a top three bet on him much easier than a win.
But now let's move on to the top threes. Now, we got a negative number again this week. Duh. Chase Elliott is a minus 143. Kyle Larson's plus 100, which really isn't that much different than, a lot to be gained there either. And Martin Truex Jr. plus 160 and Kyle Busch plus 215. All of those guys clearly there at the top. We got other longer numbers there, plus 325 on Joey Logano, plus 375 Denny Hamlin. But the ones I like, William Byron plus 600, Bowman plus 650, Allmendinger plus 650, Blaney Harvick plus 800. I mean, those numbers, I do think those guys can get a top three, because somebody in that big four, those top four, somebody's going to have trouble.
Look, I mean, Christopher Bell, I just kind of poo-pooed him, and Kurt Busch, same thing as Austin, 10-1. Ross Chastain has had a hell of a run this year on road courses. Two top fives on the road courses. He is 16-1 for a top five, or for a top three finish there.
You wonder if the news of the week serves as motivation, or if it kind of makes everybody go,
that boy don't need much more motivation to watch him drive a race car.
I think the crews are going to be trying to get a job. So sure. I think they're going to be looking at that. So, all right, we may finish up the top threes, and we'll get into the driver head-to-heads when we come back. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here in Gaughan Racing. Going into segment three, talking about this weekend's race at Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. Just touch on finish up our top threes, and we're going to get into head-to-heads. We kind of went through some of the favorites, but Brendan, there's some guys who've got some longer odds here. We got Michael McDowell, 18-1. Chase Briscoe, who certainly proved himself in the Xfinity Series. And one thing I want to point out about a guy like Chase Briscoe, he has a lot of experience at Road America.
Yes, he does.
Because he has raced there in the last several years. The Xfinity Series has been going there for quite
forever.
Some time.
And he's raced everything else under the sun there. And Chase Briscoe, another one of those guys like Austin, came from that background. Really good there. And you're missing one down that list.
Well, Daniel Suarez.
There you go.
There you go. Another one, 20-1. Another guy I think that's worth taking a look at. So there's some guys I think, even on the long odds, on the top threes, that are certainly worth looking at. Eric Almirola, it's a big number, 40-1. You talked about how much Austin Dillon hates road courses, but Austin Dillon has run better on road courses this year than he has been running in the past, and he's 40-1.
Two career best finishes for Austin this year. Now, I told you I'm going to be rooting for Austin. I've been trying, it's a far cry from a top three.
Well, I understand. But he's 40-1.
But he's 40-1. But let me tell you something. I'm really looking forward to Austin Dillon getting his first top 10 on a road course this week, because I think he can do it, and I'm excited about that. That's just personal.
By the way, I hate to ask
conjecture
this.
There.
Have we looked at a weather forecast at all for this weekend?
I haven't. You know what? You talk about. You start the head to heads, and I'm going to look that up.
All right. Well, we're going to move along to head to heads while Brendan is playing Al Roker over here and trying to look up some weather forecasts.
That comes into play in this race in a big way.
Well, it absolutely could, and we've seen it already come into play this year. So, looking at the driver head to heads, there's certain guys if you want to try to go the don't line, but we don't have quite as many of them. Actually, the guy that would be an interesting don't line bet right now, Brendan, Joey Logano. No, I'm just going to go down the middle column. We've got Denny Hamlin plus 120 against Joey Logano. William Byron plus 135, Joey Logano. Alex Bowman is plus 140. And A.J. Allmendinger is plus 130, all against Joey Logano. And his negative numbers, minus 140 against Hamlin, minus 155 on Byron, minus 160 on Bowman, and minus 150 on Allmendinger.
Joey Logano's last six road races, ninth, second, third, and fourth.
So you're buying.
I'm just saying
you're buying on Joey Logano.
There's a reason why he is the favorite in all those, and Joey has not been. We don't give him a lot of love.
But
nor
those
a lot of
numbers are big. Those are big favorite big numbers. That's not plus 110s we're talking about here.
But you look at the guys he's going up against. Other than Allmendinger, which I think should be a little closer than 130-150. The rest of those, Joey deserves that. He's been running like he's doing that. And your update on the weather right now, it says there is. 8% chance of rain on Sunday, but Monday there's a 40%. So if the weather moves in quicker, there is a chance. But right now, saying no rain on Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, let's look at our big four that we talked about.
Yep.
Kyle Larson is even in a head-to-head against Chase Elliott's minus 120.
That's
Martin Truex Jr. plus 130 against Elliott's minus 150. Truex plus 110 against Kyle Larson's minus 130. And Kyle Busch plus 120 against Truex's minus 140.
You know, Truex was, people forget that Truex suddenly became the road racing guy for a little bit, right? Now, he's cooled a little bit since his first, second, seventh, third, seventh, then he's been 12th, 35th, and then third again at Sonoma a couple weeks ago.
And that 35th, he crashed himself out.
Crashed himself out.
Daytona, like, well, just ran into the wall.
And the 12th, I think, was...
I think it was leading.
Charlotte Road
Course. I think he was leading the one that he finished 35th when he hit the wall.
A couple of his runs have finishes that weren't of his own doing. But, you know, Larson or Truex has been cool because Chase Elliott, 6 wins in the last 10 road races. 6 wins. That's unheard of in our sport. Nobody's been able to do that. So Chase Elliott, you know, being the favorite against those guys, but all it takes is one mistake. Just one.
And that's what can really happen to you on a road course. You know, Chase Elliott finished second at Sonoma, but he clearly was the second best car. Kyle Larson was much better than Chase Elliott. And we really had not seen Kyle Larson becoming this terrific road racer, but I thought he was quite impressive at Sonoma.
Kyle's got 8 starts in the last 10 races, 5 top 10s. You know, the win that he just had and 3 top 5s. But Larson's a good road racer, but with everything he's got going on right now, you know, that's but there's one number on the far right side of this page that just kind of sneaks in there under the radar. AJ Allmendinger versus Denny Hamlin. Now, Denny, 10 races, 5 top 5s. But Denny Hamlin is, I think that right there, the minus 130 Denny plus 110 AJ Allmendinger. I like that. That's a sneaky little bet right there.
But which one do you like?
I like Allmendinger. Because Denny, yes, he's got 5 top 10s, and you're going off of the AJ Allmendinger. Most of the time when you see a guy like a Dinger, it's in a different equipment team. It's not with a full-time, good, great pit crew. It's not all those things. So no way you'd put a team like that up against Denny. But Denny in the last couple races, he's got a 2nd, then a 15th, then a 3rd, then a 14th, then an 8th. Denny has never been to Road America. AJ Allmendinger, been here quite a bit.
Well, and I was going to say, the one thing that Allmendinger's got is experience over some of these guys there, and you're right, he's in a better car. So I can give you that. But it's still, sometimes it's hard for me to go against the big established team in a situation like that.
And normally I agree with that, except in this case, Colic Racing.
And they have announced they're moving to the Cup Series next year.
They've already bought charters.
Justin Haley is going to be their driver, and AJ has bought into the race team, but is keeping himself in Xfinity next year, which is kind of interesting. So maybe AJ likes having his Sundays off. So all right, let's start talking about the groups here before we end this segment. And Group A, holy smokes, we've got our big four in Group A.
They put them head to head. They put the big four head to head against each other,
which I think is brilliant.
I love it.
But look
at the return on Kyle.
Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. And honestly, wow. I think Kyle Busch should be the favorite over Martin Truex Jr.
Give the odds. I mean, that's just.
And Kyle Larson, how about, I mean, look, I know Chase Elliott's won 6 of the last 10 road course races or whatever, but the way Kyle Larson ran at Sonoma and the way Kyle Larson has been running all year long, it is very, very hard not to want to take Kyle Larson anytime he's not the favorite in something.
I mean, a plus 205 to Chase to a plus 375 to Kyle, big spread, 240, 310 in the middle. It's the big four, but is 375 enough to entice me on Kyle? And like you said, Kyle Larson, is he hotter than Chase Elliott on the road course right now?
Well, he was for one race.
Okay.
You know, we really don't have enough data points. I think the fact that...
But who's been hotter in the sport as a whole right
well,
now?
Well, no one is hotter than Kyle Larson. I mean, if he doesn't blow a tire, and if Kyle Larson... I mean, if Kyle Busch doesn't lose his transmission, basically, Kyle Larson probably wins both races at Pocono.
Yes. Kyle Larson outdueled him, absolutely.
I mean, he's really, really hard to beat right now. So I think it's very hard to go against Kyle Larson no matter what you're doing right now.
Martin Truex, I agree with you. That should be probably the dog in Group A, if I'm going off of, especially with the theory that I like. Kyle Larson races or practices. He runs better.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah. And Kyle Busch 375, that's close for me to jump on that. That's very close. I'm enticed.
Yeah. I just think Group A is definitely one to take a look at. Okay, we got a lot of groups to talk about when we come back on Gone Racing for our final segment.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Welcome back to Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan, our final segment where we're going to finish going through the groups, and we get to do our favorite part of the day when we give our picks for everyone, which Brendan and I got kind of unlucky last week, but that's the way it goes sometimes.
Boo.
So let's move on to Group B. Joey Logano, a guy who you've been very high on with his road course prowess, is the favorite at plus 230. Denny Hamlin, plus 250, who I'm not really sure where he fits in on the road course world. And then William Byron and Alex Bowman are plus 310. Two of the hottest guys on the circuit, two guys who have run well every week, but they haven't really established themselves as great road racers. So I think that's a very interesting group.
With the stats of what Joey's, remember, we always talk, what have you done for me lately? We used to say that all the time about Jimmy, all the time about, you know, Jeff before he retired and stuff like that. Joey Logano, what have you done for me lately? He'd be winning that group. So if you're going to go, I think the odds are Joey Logano at plus 230 is not a bad return for that favorite, and I like it.
I'm kind of with you. It's kind of hard to pick against that one. So Group C, now this one is I really think Group C is a very interesting group as well. A.J. Allmendinger, who's on College Racing, does not run all the cup races, but he is sort of a road course specialist. Dinger the Ringer, I guess you might be able to call him for this particular
ringer.
Race.
I'm calling him this week, telling him that Jeff Motley's calling you Dinger the Ringer.
Dinger the Ringer. And then Ryan Blaney, a guy who's sneaky good on road courses at plus 280. Kevin Harvick, who we talked about off air, is going to run the Xfinity race for B.J. McLeod, but don't think it's really B.J. McLeod's car. I'm sure this is Stuart Haas' car.
BJ's got some points. B.J. McLeod in the Xfinity series is entering a Ford with Kevin, a Toyota with Ryan Ellis, and a Chevrolet with Andy Lally.
Okay. Thanks, BJ, for keeping everybody happy.
I love you. You keep digging.
And if he could run a Dodge, he'd put a fourth car out there. And Christopher Bell's the other plus 300, and I think that's just a figment of him having won the road course race at Daytona. I think the Harvick thing is so intriguing.
It's intriguing. Harvick is a decent road racer. He's not terrible. He's not, you know, he's got six top tens last 10 races. I don't dislike it, but I like to bet this group less than I like Group A.
Well, what I like about Harvick, though, is because the number's so big. The plus 300 is what I like there. So, all right, Group D. I tell you, our groups, I think, this week are just intriguing. Every one of them.
They are
Group
fun.
D, Kurt Busch, a very accomplished road racer, is a favorite at plus 250. We talk about guys one-offs. Austin Cindric, he doesn't run that many road course races, but he is a very accomplished road racer.
On a big, big team.
Driving a Penske car, plus 270, and his teammate, Brad Keselowski, also plus 270. And Michael McDowell, who always seems to be around on the road courses, is plus 300. I tell you, I look at that group right there, and I say, I think that in terms of car, equipment, experience, driver, I like Kurt Busch there.
Look, Michael McDowell, we talk about McDowell, the times we bet on him. He's been eighth and seventh in two of the three road races this year. McDowell's accomplished. But putting him up against Kurt, putting him up against Austin, and the Keselowski thing, I'm nervous to bet any money on Keselowski. Yes,
unless he's at Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen, he always seems to run well. Nowhere else.
But right now, last week, he had a good run finally for the first time in a long time. But Brad and the whole thing with I don't think he's in competition meetings anymore. I don't. Yep. I am not as high on Brad betting wise because there's too much outside the track that we don't know what's going on. So I've kind of put him as a no action line for me for most of the year. And to me, Kurt Busch right there, going up against Austin and Michael McDowell, I think Kurt Busch is your easy favorite there.
All right, let's look at Group E, and I'm kind of like wanting to turn this group upside down. Chris Buescher's a favorite, plus 250. I have no idea why, because I really don't know that Chris Buescher's that accomplished of a road racer. Tyler Reddick, plus 275, has a lot of experience at Road America. Ross Chastain, who you talked about how well he's run on road courses this year, coming in plus 280. And Daniel Suarez, another guy who really kind of cut his teeth on the road courses in Mexico, at plus 285. Boy, I almost would flip that upside down and do it the opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, these of course, come from the Westgate, and I think the Westgate's kind of missed the boat on this one. I am heavy, heavy on Ross Chastain in that group. And look, you're talking to a media guy now. I'm not a driver anymore. I'm a media guy that, you know, there's no love lost between me and Ross Chastain. I think everybody knows the stories of that. And I'm looking at that going, oh, my goodness, Ross Chastain plus 280, the dog in that group with, you know, the only one that's a wild card there to me is Tyler Reddick, who he's been running very well. That 280, that's one to jump on.
I really like both those guys that are mm-hmm. long shots. Mm-hmm. I think Suarez has a chance. There's no question Suarez has got to have a little bit of a burst of energy with the news this week.
Absolutely.
Knowing the type of equipment they're going to be able to put together. And our last group, Group F, Eric Jones is a favorite at plus 250. Chase Briscoe, who's done an amazing job on road courses in the Xfinity Series, but hasn't really put it together yet in the Cup Series. He and Cole Custer both at plus 270. And Ryan Preece, who had a great run on Sunday at Pocono. Ryan Preece, probably a guy who's a little bit better driver than the equipment that he's been in this year, comes in at plus 300. I'll be honest with you. If I look at that group right there, on paper alone, I like Chase Briscoe because I think he's the best road racer out of the group. But for whatever reason, they just have not been able to put him in that race car and put it together this year.
Well, and you know, I'm going to look at the stats of Eric Jones. Eric Jones actually has three top fives on road races.
You know what I say about Eric Jones.
That's where I was going. The problem is it's that was with Joe Gibbs equipment. He's with Richard Petty equipment now. Every time I've gone there, I did that at Darlington, and we talked about it at Pocono, that those have been two amazing places for Eric Jones, that the stats showed that Eric Jones was a great pick. But the team just does not perform to the level of the team that he was on in the past. This is another one of those weeks that I have to look at and say, man, can he perform like he did? A lot of experience there in that, you know, he's run there quite a few times. Can I jump back on the Eric Jones bandwagon? I am not sure, Motley, if I'm ready to jump back on the Eric Jones bandwagon for that 1 week. When you got Chase Briscoe, who is such a great road racer, I just don't know. I do know why he's the favorite. I can see it in the stats.
I think what we're saying is we're probably going to stay away from that group, I believe.
Normally I do like ducking into it, but I don't think I'm going to duck into it.
And our last bet, the team of the race winner before we get into our
picks. This is new. Breaking news.
Hendrick Motorsports, a negative on this.
Penny line.
Minus 112. Joe Gibbs, though, with Kyle Busch and Truex, two of the four favorites coming in at a plus 225. That one might be the one that is worth taking a long look at there. Then a big drop off. Team Penske's plus 600, and then Stuart Haas Racing putting all their eggs in the Kevin Harvick basket at 16-1. Chip Ganassi Racing, I think actually Kurt Busch and Ross Chastain, I would probably put them ahead of Stuart Haas right now going into this particular weekend. They're 25-1. Childers 50-1 with Reddick and Dillon, and then Roush Fenway 66. JTG Jardy 100-1, and the field is 10-1, which obviously has Allmendinger in the field, I guess, being the main guy in the field, along with Suarez and Bubba Wallace. And
JTG Jardy 100-1. I mean, that's a team with 100-1.
Well, it's 100-1. So anyway,
can we call AJ Allmendinger a part of JTG this week?
No, I don't believe we'll be able to. All right, let's take a look at our picks from last week. The big winners were the Pit Crew. They picked three winners. Of course, like we said, they got very fortunate on the William Byron. But, hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the checkered flag falls. They came in with a 2.75 on Byron. Also got a big win with Kurt Busch winning Group C.
Dude,
and they also had Bowman over Harvick.
I look at mine there. It's like Stuart Haas, I took a flyer. But Larson was right there.
Larson was there to win. You kind of just came up short. Elmer did not do much. But you picked the Harvick over Chase Elliott winner, which you and I both got that one. The only reason I was ahead of you last week is because I also had Keselowski beating Truex. So season totals, I regressed a little bit. 6.65.
I'm going to keep talking over this. The microphone can't. You can't.
Pit Crew moved into the positive at a 0.9, and Brendan is struggling right now. So let's get into our picks this week. The Pit Crew gets to go first. So I will read off the Pit Crew picks.
Well, no, last goes first.
Last goes first?
That's me.
Would you change the rules every
week? It's always last goes first.
All right.
And I sucked.
Okay.
I stink right now. I gotta get off the schneid here.
Say slowly so I can write your picks down.
Play the show back for him. I'm going to pick a winner this week. I'm going on a winner. I'm going with my theory of the Kyle Busch thing. And Kyle Busch at plus 800 to win the race, to upset the Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson bandwagon. I'm going him to win the race because... one, I need a big win, and my theory of Kyle Busch. I'm going to go two out of the top threes. I'm going long shots here. I need to hit something big. Ross Chastain has proven to me that he can do some stuff lately, 16-1, and A.J. Allmendinger at the 650. Once again, not normal teams that are in that realm, so I'll take those two. I'm going to go one head-to-head just to make sure I get a little few bonus points on the board. A.J. Allmendinger over Denny Hamlin. I pointed that out. I like it. I think that Dinger can out-duel Denny Hamlin in a road car very, very easily. And then my last one, you know, I can't double down on the Ross Chastain in the group, so I'm going Group D, and I'm doing the Kurt Busch Group D pick. I do think that experience, even though he hasn't been there before, will come into play with what he's able to do in a race car to road course. So I got Kurt Busch in that group.
Well, you'll be happy to know that unlike last week, you and I only have one of the same picks instead of three.
It's probably Kurt Busch because I know
last week because we've already been talking about that. So I'm going to go into the top threes. I'm taking Ryan Blaney because I like the plus 800. I don't really have a strong reason why. I just have a sneaky feeling Blaney's going to run well. I'm going into the head-to-heads. I am taking Kyle Busch plus 120 over Martin Truex Jr.'s minus 140. And my other three picks are all in the groups. I'm going to take a chance on that Kevin Harvick Xfinity race. A little bit of experience there at plus 300 only because the number is so large. I am going Kurt Busch in Group D at plus 250. And I'm going to say that there's a shot in the arm coming for Daniel Suarez. I'm taking Daniel Suarez in Group E at plus 285. I like the news coming out. And in our Pit Crew picks this week, they're going with a couple of top threes. They've got Denny Hamlin plus 375, William Byron at plus 600. They're going with the chalk in Group A with Chase Elliott. Pit Crew likes my thoughts on Daniel Suarez as they're going Daniel Suarez in Group E at plus 285. And they're taking William Byron over Joey Logano.
After all the numbers I spouted off about Joey Logano, they're going against me.
They are going against you. So
it's not working. If you don't bet, you take my bets, go the opposite way, you're going to win some money right now.
So, Brandon, we've got about 30 seconds left in the show. I've already screwed up because I forgot to, go over the promo stuff, so it's too late to do that in the show at this point.
You can listen to us on Fubo. Fubo and Sling.
Fubo Sling. Download our app in the Apple Play Store and BSN.com and all that good stuff. You can find us many, many different places. Brandon, 20 seconds left. We're going to Elkhart Lake. We're going to Road America, a place that I know is near and dear to your heart. Are you excited about watching on Sunday? You're going to be in Ireland. You're going to be able to watch.
I will be able to watch. I'll find a way to make it watch. But good luck, everybody. I can't wait to watch this weekend. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yep. Happy Independence Day. We'll see you next week on Gone Racing. We'll break down Road America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.